Y'all heard me yell at him when day of the lineup announcement, put Queens of the Stone Age on the what? They didn't do it. No one's listening to me right now. No one's listening to me. The bands,
track record.
the festival organizers, again. The directors, they're not listening to me. They're listening to everybody else, but not me.
For Bonnaruvians, there is Christmas, there is lineup day, and then there is schedule day. It's schedule week. So this is like the biggest day or week, whatever you want to call it, of the year, right, guys?
It's one of them. Yeah, it definitely is. It dropped right as our last episode dropped, too, almost the exact same time. So we're just now getting to it, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out last Tuesday. They had a little delay or something, not sure, but they put it out on Wednesday, which was the same day our episode came out. So,
all right. You guys are listening, obviously, to the What Podcast. I'm Barry, that's Brian, that's Lord Taco, or Russ. We're going to talk about the lineup. We have a whole bunch of other news. We've got some events, something. We have plenty to talk about, but we're going to dive into the lineup. Not the deep, deep dive, because we haven't still done our deep dive into the acts, but we're going to go through the lineup. Quick correction from a couple of weeks ago, and I want to thank, we probably have the most highly paid fact checker that I know of. He's not quick, he's not fast, but he gets back to us, as he said. Your two-week-old fact checker, Brad Parker, reached out to let us know
we don't pay him, to be clear.
We don't pay him. I couldn't afford the guy. But he is our fact checker, as he pointed out in a text that he sent me, that Plaza 7 is not the farthest away from Earth, as we indicated in a show a couple of weeks ago. It's actually right there by the tower. It's probably the closest one to Centaru.
Yeah, it's still not right by the tower.
No, I would not call that close to Centaru at all.
It's
closer than I certainly made it sound. Anybody who is around here regularly for this show or anything else in my life, if it's a deal breaker that I get things wrong, then you're done. You're out of here. You're never going to listen to the show again. In my head, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking further. I'm thinking closer out to Bushy Branch Road. I think the House of Yes might be out there. Fact check me. I don't know. Maybe that's somewhere else.
Well, his comment, y'all got Plaza 7 thing wrong. It's closest Plaza to tower entrance. It's near a lot, all caps.
Okay, and that's
the old Nashville Plaza. So
not gonna argue there at all. Yeah, it's close.
I'm not gonna argue with him.
Right.
No, certainly not.
No, and well, all you got to do is look at the map. It is pretty much right next to Plaza 5.
You say so that like we should have looked at the map. I mean,
That's true. We should have looked at the map. But
that's what I'm saying. All you got to do is look at the map.
But it is. It's still my. I guess I'm still having trouble with the Who stage being out in Nauru. That's kind of where I was at with all that one.
Yeah. No, I get that. But we want to. We try very hard to be correct.
And correct us if we're not, please.
Correct.
By all means, do.
No problem, you know, admitting that we got something wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be right, and if we're not, let's get it right. So
you go out there and listen to banjo players in the bluegrass act on the Who stage in Plaza 7.
So, there you go.
If you know what we're talking about, you know what we're talking
it's
about.
It's going to be a big time.
Yeah, it's not quite all the way BFE. I mean, it is pretty central. So it's no further out than group, for sure.
All right, so the big news, and we're going to jump right into it, is the lineup came out.
The schedule came out.
Excuse me. Schedule. Lineup has been out. The schedule came out. So now is when we all start doing our, where are our conflicts? We start making our plans for how each day is going to fall. And as we've said 100 times since we began this show, make your schedule, make your lineup, put it on paper, laminate it, look at it, stare at it, memorize it, and then forget it.
Yeah, and then
it will never happen.
Yeah, yeah. As we record this on Easter morning, what's the old saying? We plan, God laughs.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what this is going to be about. But it's still a really fun exercise.
Oh, so it's the best.
We're going to do it today
is,
for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of laminating, our friend Lindsay put out his annual printable schedules that he always makes every year, and he put that on Reddit. So that's a good place to start if you're looking to make a physical copy like we sometimes do.
Well, it used to be my only contribution to Camp Nut Butter was the laminated schedules.
But it was always wrong.
Many times it was wrong. It was wrong. Hey, there you go. The
part
callback.
The lore.
Good work there, Taco. The callback. Yeah, it was. I missed several bands because my damn on-site schedule was wrong. Yeah. You know? Those were primitive times, though, guys. Primitive.
Rush would pick it up and look and say, "That's not today. That's tomorrow." Or that was last night.
Yeah, that was. There was a bad year where I really screwed things up for a lot of people. Real fast before we're going to talk, I'm going to just give you a look back at Sweetwater 420 for Saturday this past weekend, and my voice is wrecked because of it. So I apologize for that, but we'll continue for now.
It's all right. Mine's still a little bit sore and raw from Dogs in a Pile show that we went to that we'll talk about also at the end. But let's get into this lineup or the schedule.
Schedule, yeah.
First thoughts?
Well, there's a lot of them. I went day by day here on them. I guess I looked at a lot of Outeroo too. I looked at the Outeroo schedule more than I've maybe ever looked at it.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Yeah.
And boy, it's cool. You know? I don't know what half of this stuff is, but it's really cool. And I'll just say as we have our printables out here together and kind of going through them, and I'm just starting from day one. I mean, on Wednesday, just a shout out to the Rubus guys and all and gals and all them. I mean, what they've turned in or made Wednesday, I mean, they've kind of, I don't want to say single-handedly because no one single-handedly does anything at Bonnaroo, but they've really, really made Wednesday pretty destination, a destination for many, and they're a big part of that. So they got the big Rubus party on Wednesday.
I'm really glad you sort of said that and said it the way you did because I had the same thought. The Outeroo schedule to me is the more interesting for some reason this year, and the fact that it starts on Wednesday. And you know, we've said it on here many, many times, but it's amazing how much these guys, Brad Parker, our buddy, who everybody, like I said, everybody drops his name like he lives in their house. He's become that sort of ubiquitous.
Yeah. Testament to him to be even so accessible to so many people.
But absolutely. But it's amazing how much they listen and how much this event has changed. Think about it. I mean, Brian, again, you and I have been going for a long, long time, 17, 18 years for me, you since the beginning. Think about how this has changed. And that Outeroo schedule, lineup, whatever you want to call it, it is indicative of what we're talking about. I mean, just the fact that there is a printed schedule of events on Wednesday.
And how curated it's gotten and how much work people put into it. Like the House of Yes on Wednesday.
Right.
The Waffle House of Yes. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Frick Frack Blackjack, where apparently you can go and gamble just about anything.
Gamble anything. You can gamble this ink pen around if you want,
this
I guess.
Pen, an old boat, you know, your clothes, whatever.
When Reddit first started talking about the Frick Frack Blackjack, I was like, what the hell are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
They were so excited, whoever they is. They were so excited, and they're doing multiple rounds of the blackjack out in the Outeroo. So if that's
that's a great way to end your night, right? You've had a great day. You go back and you can go watch people gamble.
Lose all your do they call it candy?
All your trinkets,
The trinkets, yeah. You can lose it all the stuff, all that you gather throughout the day. Put it all in the middle of the table. Push it all to the front and say, "Hit me."
And I know House of Yes, they've got a lot of things planned. The Roulesque and the Wet Nightmare, which is a great name, by the way.
Yeah, that's just Wednesday, so.
And that's just Wednesday. Yeah, that's a full day. And I'm glad you mentioned Daniel and Sharla and the Rue Bus and all their crew. I mean, that's a full festival in and of itself.
It goes all day long, starting at 4 o'clock with the totem stuff and then artists. And I'm guessing most of these are DJ style things. I don't know, but it goes all day, so.
And it ends at 1 o'clock with Confirmed, which I'm dying to know. Is that like a typo that they've just confirmed
That's an in joke because every year everyone always says, "Oh, Daft Punk confirmed."
I figured it was some sort of joke.
Like a Daft Punk cover band or tribute band or something. Okay,
that's funny. I figured it had a side story.
There you go.
That's good.
I like it.
But let's back up and go back to Tuesday. I mean, we don't have an Outer Row Tuesday lineup, but some people in our Discord have posted a few unofficial Tuesday events that they're trying to push out there. True
Tacos
Tuesdays.
Dance Party?
Tacos, yeah. Yeah. Party at the bus.
True Roo Tuesday, Meet at the Arch Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. It just says bring energy. So I guess that's kind of just like if you're there Tuesday, you got nothing else to do, you might as well meet up. That's at the Arch. And then somebody posted something Tuesday night. Night Zero, a live DJ set and all levels of yoga. It says meet in group at 8 p.m. for the sunset, yoga 8:30 to 9:30, and DJs after that. So, you know, we're talking about, it's amazing there's even stuff to do Wednesday. There's even stuff to do Tuesday if you're there.
At some point, there'll be a Tuesday schedule that we can look at some point, maybe. Who knows?
This thing is quickly becoming all week.
If it were up to me, I'd say we should stop at Wednesday. If it were up to me, I know Taco Tuesday is sacred to you, so I'm sorry. But anywho.
He'll be there. And we'll be hearing about it, but we won't be there, most likely.
Yep, I'll be there.
But Thursday, I mentioned the other month, I wasn't trying to be hyperbolic when I said that the 2020 lineup, I think that this 25 lineup might be better than 20. And then when I just kind of said that out loud and then I had to think, well, maybe I should think about that before I say it. And then, I reconfirmed myself that I'd still believe that because Thursday is the difference in those 2 years, that 5 year stretch. Thursday was still a nothing day.
Yeah,
in 2020.
Move-in day.
Still. Yeah, I mean, there was still plenty of good bands playing on the this and that. Thursday's been a thing for a while. But this year's Thursday, this is a real day.
Right. It was move-in day and discovery day.
Yeah, this is...
and Grand Ole Opry Day, which, you know...
Yeah, and Grand Ole Opry Day, which was fun for a minute. But after a while, it ran its course. But you guys want to start on Thursday? You want me to start on Thursday? What do you want to do?
Thursday's good. Go ahead. It's going to be a big day for us, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
in a minute,
I think the biggest news here is who saw three What Stage acts on Thursday. I didn't see that as a rumor anywhere. I didn't see anybody wondering out loud, do you think there'll be more than one? Like, this one is another Bonnaroo surprise. Where they, Wilderado, right? Is that how you say their name? They're lower on the original poster. They're not up at the top. And they're on, and a lot of times What Stage acts in the early day are kind of like an industry push. Like, we're going to throw, and we'll get to it in a minute, like Flip Turn. I mean, Turn hasn't ascended to monster stage status yet, but they're going to be on the What this year, but... Wilderado.
Macklemore was the one for me.
Yeah,
that was about early afternoon What Stage.
It's the best place in the world to be in those evenings at the What Stage, man. But Marcus King and then, of course, Luke Combs, which we knew. That's a good, nice, long evening on the What. I love it. Love it, love it, love it for Thursday.
Remind me what Brad, again, the ubiquitous Brad Parker, what did he tell us about the Thursday that it was... They were looking at it, correct me if I'm wrong, as an opportunity to do something like this because a guy like Luke Combs reached out and said, hey, I'd like to play Bonnaroo. And so they said it's got to be a
And here's
Thursday, but it might not be we're going to get this type of thing every year.
Yeah, it's not something necessarily they're guaranteed to do every year. They're not saying Thursday headliner is a thing every year, but this year Luke Combs apparently reached out to them and said, I want to play and let's make it work. And
yeah,
we've got Thursday.
Yeah. He and they and others have said that the what on Thursday is not going to be a thing going forward. I don't believe it for a second. It's going to be a thing going forward every Thursday. It's kind of like tournaments, sporting events, other things. You add. You rarely take away. Rarely do you go backwards, especially with increasing prices and everything in all globe.
Yeah. We'll make a note of it.
And I say that without knowing that at all, but I think it would be so foolish to throw a festival down the road and say, you know, y'all really love this Thursday thing. We're not going to do that anymore.
Especially what we just talked about, having Tuesday and Wednesday stuff. It'd be tough to have a leapfrog and just skip Thursday.
But I get it. They don't know what they're doing in the next 2 years from now. Or that. So why you don't want to say, well, absolutely, we're going to kill it on Thursday. So,
yeah.
But I believe it'll always be there. And let me say I'm wrong. I hope, because I think it's a great, great, great addition to the festival.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm just thinking it out. Yeah. So,
as far as Thursday on the other stuff that sticks out from the main lineup, of Dom Dalla, of course, really is kind of the headliner on the other. I mean, if you ask most people of certain ages, way younger than us,
right?
That's the act for the day. And then this tent is stacked all day long. I know nothing on that tent. I don't know any of those bands. And I know almost all of them on this. Even the Kitchen
Joey Dweller. Joey Valance is somebody that's been tipped off. We got a tip to check out. I like a lot. And, of course, Insane Clown Posse over there. But
yeah, over on this. But, like, Kitchen Dwellers, they're bluegrass, and they're very good. You know, they're a very, very good band. So,
that's your favorite. Yeah.
That's my second favorite band. Kitchen Dwellers, Dogs, Daniel Donato, and Insane Clown Posse all day long on just this on Thursday.
Yeah, that's a huge stat.
That's really strong. That's really strong.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and do it. Dogs in a Pile, we saw Wednesday.
Here in town.
The three of us went to the show and saw them. I liked it very much. Looking forward to seeing them. I did say beforehand, I think they are a perfect Bonnaroo act that fits perfectly on the farm. I thought it was a good set. I thought I would have changed a little bit around, to be honest. A little bit too much jammy. And I did want to say, because we asked the question when we interviewed them, are they a jam band? I think we can confirm they are a jam band.
I did not expect them to answer the question any other way than they did. I expected them to answer it like they did. But yes, they absolutely are a jam band. There is no way around that. But go ahead.
Very talented.
Let's get it out here. Did they play your song, Brian?
Oh no. They did not.
Come June.
They did not play the song. The song's all the same, by the way. If you just want to hear a good, slow, sweet rock song, give it a listen. But they did not, and I checked the set list since. They still haven't. They haven't played it since April 12th, so they didn't just stick it to me. They're sticking it to everybody. It's been April 12th was the last time they played this song. They really, speaking of are they jam bands, boy, they stick to the formula on the set list. And but they did give us a Chattanooga Choo Choo instrumental. Yep. That was fun. That was really neat.
Little Cab Calloway, Minnie the Moocher.
Yeah, Heidi.
Little Zappa, a little taste of Zappa in there. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Little Alice in Chains thrown in too, right?
No, Barry, you were wrong on that. Speaking of being wrong, it wasn't Alice in Chains. It was not a cover song.
It was one of the, okay.
It was a song that we thought there was one they were playing, just to let everybody in on the conversations of the show. There was a song they were playing. I was like, this cannot be a Dogs.
Yeah, we all three were like, I know this.
This is not them. This is something else. And you quickly grabbed some lyrics from what you were hearing him sing and looked it up, and you said Alice in Chains. And I said, Barry, I know every Alice in Chains song. That ain't it either. But it's not them. And then when I looked it up, it doesn't have any notes about it being a cover. And then I dug through some, because I was going to figure this out that next day. And it's not a recorded song on any of their albums, but it is a song that shows up in their live sets. But it does not give writing credits to anybody else. So I don't know. But either way, it was a lot of fun. But you've got to like jam bands, because that's what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, we got to meet, say hi and howdy, hug and howdy, and get pictures with Brock. That was cool. Friend of the show, a long-time listener. Hey, Brock.
Long-time listener. I mean, he said he went back, what, to 2018 or 19?
Yeah. From middle Tennessee somewhere. I want to say Clarksville. No, that's not middle Tennessee. That's north Tennessee. Anyway, somewhere up, somewhere in rural middle Tennessee. So thanks for saying hello, Brock. We appreciate
that. Thanks for saying hello. And he also said, as we heard last year at the Beer Exchange from so many people who said they listen and that we helped them. I can't tell you how much that means when somebody says that. We helped them enjoy Bonnaroo, survive Bonnaroo, do Bonnaroo, whatever, however you want to say it. But
it's hard to imagine I can be overly helpful for anything, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it's don't be like Brian. I mean, it's bad. You know, that's the
but
message.
That dog show for an hour, that's going to be something I definitely we'll be at, and if jam's your thing, you're gonna love it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, okay, so Thursday, again, we say it every year. We will say it again in a couple of weeks when we do our do's and don'ts. Be careful on Tuesday. Be careful on Wednesday. Be careful on Thursday. Don't overdo it. Insane Clown Posse starting at 12:30. Just remember, guys, you're trying to get through to Monday morning.
Yeah, to me, as a purist, all this stuff's fun. It's neat. We're talking about it Thursday being bigger and bigger than better than ever. That's great. The festival is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. That's the festival. I mean, in earnest.
That's
fair. That's the fest. That's when all the best stuff is always happening. And so, yeah, keep it in mind. I don't know. I mean, also, man, if you think if the early days are your days, then, hey, I can't tell you you're wrong. But for me.
The biggest event of the whole festival happens Thursday afternoon, right?
Oh, do we want to tease that now a little bit now?
Yeah, we do.
More than tease it?
4:00. The three of us, if you can believe it, will be on stage in Planet Roo on the house stage, along with, again, the aforementioned, he's everywhere, Brad Parker. And we don't know, is it going to be an alderman? We hope so, because Brian just learned what an alderman is a couple of weeks ago. So
didn't even know what an alderman
synchronicity,
was.
Synchronicity, right?
I bet a lot of you listeners are like, what an idiot. What's an alderman? What's an alderman? It's a governmental position.
We probably will be on stage with an alderman. I hope so, just because I want to say alderman. But we're going to be talking about what Bonnaroo means to Manchester and what Manchester means to Bonnaroo and how it all works. And, of course, not just the local businesses, but some of the local charitable events and what they do inside Planet Roo. For those of you who, again, have never been, Bonnaroo is way more than just a lineup of live music. It raises millions of dollars for the local economy. It raises awareness. It's always been at the forefront of recycling.
Yeah, a lot of special interest groups that get involved. This is through the Bonnaroo Works Fund.
Works Fund.
They at least have a hand in it because I know they have something to do with the Roo Run too. So
yeah,
it's a lot of advocacy and things like that. And this is going to be part of that. And Might even be hopeful we're going to find our some kind of act artist to maybe join us. Dogs in a Pile, maybe you.
That's right. We're going to be
since you're
on,
our new best friends.
We have basically a 90-minute sort of time frame to be on stage. We're going to do a meetup either before and after. But definitely we will be there. And hopefully you guys, if you're listening, will come by, say hi. We'll have a Q&A so you can ask us a question. You can ask Brad a question. The alderman, if you so choose. We've already had some people on our Discord who plan to be there, some local folks who, you know, mm-hmm. are aware of what it means to Manchester.
Yeah, and this is you said it already, Barry, but I'll say it again. 4 o'clock, which is moments after anything starts.
Right.
So essentially the beginning of the, if Thursday is considered the first day, which it is, the very, very, very beginning. So there will not be a ton of conflicts. If you would like to come by and say hello, we would love to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks to Kelsey with C3. She basically does a lot of things, including, and we'll get into that sometime later, Brian, as you found out, she's the one who does the 5K race. So in addition to all the other stuff she does there.
Sounds like her list of things she's responsible for is long and exhausting.
It's what they do.
Good luck.
They do.
Good luck.
We're so excited. It's part of a, what are they calling it? Podcasting.
With a purpose. That's what
podcasting with a purpose.
We're going to do at 4 o'clock on Thursday. The Ruham guys, I spoke to Parker yesterday. They're going to do 4 o'clock on Friday. And Daniel and Sharla and the crew, the board there with Totem, which is the organization that is, put together to get provides basically scholarships for people. Their Totem is in its mission is to sort of create the next generation of people who not just go to festivals but do things like this Tuesday and Wednesday and all this other stuff that we
get involved, learn more, understand all the angles, that kind of thing.
That's right. So pretty cool idea. I think Brad, Parker again, and Kelsey came up with this idea and reached out to all three of us. By us, I mean these three podcasts, Ruham, Real Rubus, and of course the What Podcast. And so to say that we are excited about the idea of being on a stage in Centaroo at Bonnaroo, if you'd have told me that 10 years ago, I would have been over the moon, and I'm over the moon now. So
yeah, definitely. I'm really excited about it too. I am dragging from a weekend of traveling in this festival, so I don't look like I'm that excited. I promise you I am.
Yeah.
I promise you I am. All right. So that gets us to Friday, right?
Let me do real quick Outer Roo Thursday, because we didn't look at that, did we? Let's just jump back over. Crumb Snatchers, we're gonna hopefully visit with those that what's his name? Guts
Goots.
On Thursday.
Gates, Guts.
Goots.
Goots, I think you're right. Is gonna be a guest of ours hopefully that day. Looking forward to he's at 2:30 over on the Who, if we're
that.
Able to get out that way.
More Frick Frack Blackjack on Thursday too.
More Roulesque, House of Yes. Like I said, guys, I mean, there's just so much. Here's that unruly Atlanta, if you remember, over on Where in the Woods. Let's talk about that for just a minute. Where in the Woods, you know, was overbooked. I think we all agree last year was overbooked, right?
Yeah, they went the other way in a big way. The other direction in a big way.
Correct.
Or in a not big way.
Correct. Looks like they want to make it what it was originally, kind of just a place to hang out and chill and re-energize. And so they moved a lot of this other stuff. House of Yes, Frick Frack, Blackjack, and some of that other. So
yeah, most of Where in the Woods stuff is done by the evening.
Yeah.
Like it's not going late night. It's not going to be they just let purely, you know, organically on accident. I mean, I'm guessing I wasn't there in the planning meeting, but it exploded. It turned in. It was just the place to be. Word spread like wildfire or whatever, you know, what other analogies we want to use for that, but it spread and everybody wanted to go. Well, everybody wants to be in the infinity stage this year, so
between
that and the scaled down schedule, I don't think they're gonna have to worry about where in the woods being any kind of, because it was dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous situations of, right, of people trying to get in and out of there, and I think this is good. I'm glad they're doing that.
Very good. They're also doing a almost kind of a different city per day thing. Remember,
so right?
Like
that's
one day's
what
Atlanta, Memphis, Nashville, like different.
Yeah. New Orleans, so, I think.
New Orleans,
a little bit New Orleans flavor.
If that scene means a lot to you, then that should be pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't care about that. They wanted to go to where the party was, where everybody was, and that's what they did.
Right.
They partied, and it got a little out of hand.
Right.
So it still serves a very good purpose, but it's going to be more for the people who really are, that scene means a lot to them. So that's I think this is going to be really good.
I agree. Take your hammock. That's what it, I mean, that's what I always thought of it as. Place to go, you know, catch a nap, get some shade, like I said, re-energize. And then it became, because it was a cool place that everybody figured out, it got overcrowded. Speaking of, and again, we're ping-ponging a little bit here, and I apologize for that, but group camping, what, sold out this week, right? Didn't we get that announcement?
Yes, it did.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
it is amazing to me that, maybe I've already said this, but that this amount of people can coordinate this well to make a big group camp like that. I can't get 10 people together to go to seven people together to go to a ball game, you know, to go down to, you know, 4-2-3 day here in Chattanooga, you know, this weekend. A bunch of maybe. We'll see. Maybe. These people are so dedicated to this. And boy, how cool
is
it?
Look what it takes just to get the three of us to go do anything.
Yeah,
I know. We were at that damn dog show on Wednesday. You know how many texts I got that said, "Holy shit, Barry's out. All three of you, what's going on?"
Yeah.
That, not one or two, like three or four or five different people. Like, what's going on with you? Like,
Who got Barry out this late?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I get good on the group people, man. You guys rock this festival.
No kidding. And that's a great point, because I'm the king of the maybe I'll be there. Hold my spot.
I'm the king of I want to be invited, but I don't really want to go.
Exactly. And then that day, I'm like, I'm not going. I don't want to be part of this. So
I'll be mad as hell if you don't invite me, but I probably wasn't going to go.
But I wanted to say that. I don't know what that means. I can't imagine. I do know from listening, you know, again, to Ruham guys, their plea is that they get more water stations and bathrooms out there. And I hope
C3
takes care of that. I mean, it's those kinds of things, guys, that make a difference, you know?
Yes,
it
does.
You can't get water and you can't get a bathroom, it's a bad day.
Well, and the good news is, clearly, Ruham guys, they are listening to you more than you ever would have imagined. So maybe you will get just that.
Correct. All right, so we're jumping to Friday.
Yeah, from my experience in without keeping tabs or any record, most people I've run into since January are like that Friday lineup.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty strong.
And I am in agreement of that. We'll do our official picks soon, you know, down the road here, not all that long, you know, sometime here towards the end of the month and the beginning of next month. The biggest thing for me on Friday that stuck out that I didn't quite pick up on my own, I saw some others talking about it, and boy, it's damn near criminal. Goose at 9:30 on the Witch, and Rainbow Kitten Surprise 9:30. So essentially head to head on the that tent. So there's two things here. That's crossover audience. There's a lot of those that audience that's would love to see both those shows. That's a direct conflict. It's going to screw up being able to see those as well as you would like. But then the other thing is Rainbow Kitten Surprise on that tent. Boy, how their ascension has fallen. I know they've had they've had tragedy within the band and they've had to kind of come back from that. But they were on monster-sized stages not that long ago. now that they're, you know, now I'm not trying to make a greater point other than they're now on that and they're head to head with Goose. So that's a big conflict for the day for many.
They were supposed to be on the Witch stage 2 years ago, I think, before they
probably
out.
They were on the Witch stage in 2017. First time I ever heard of Rainbow Kitten Surprise was at Bonnaroo. Okay. Witch stage 2017. I think that was one of those, kind of wanted to mention earlier, I think that was one of those, hey, you guys are on the rise, let's throw you on a big stage and get you a big audience. And then it just continued to go up. Their popularity skyrocketed. And so it's kind of fallen off a little bit. But that is a monster conflict for a lot of people.
I'll go back to another one earlier in the day. And I'm so happy to hear so many people excited about Flip Turn, which, you know,
445 Russ, on the what?
Yeah, Russ points out all the time, you know, we pretty much discovered. We take credit for finding them at Moon River.
Yeah, you're welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody ever heard of them before we got
Yeah, that's right. Go back and listen to that episode. But you got them there. Where do I live? On the what stage at 445. MJ Linderman. Who we all agree we like, and this tent, and then Mannequin Pussy on that tent.
Yeah, there's a touch of overlap there, maybe. No, they're just head up. They're just back to back. That's going to be a big couple of back to back this and that for me. I got
Wallows. So I mean, if you want to put on your track shoes and try to hit, see all of these or any of them. That's a pretty pretty good conflict. That's probably the biggest one for me that day. And Friday is stacked. You could almost just hang out at the what stage most of the day.
Yeah, Foster the People is going to be going to be fun. I miss them the last time they were here. John Summit, the more I got to know more. The more I hear, people are just excited as they could be for John Summit. And that's so he's got a what stage at 8 o'clock on Friday, and then an infinity at 1:45.
Yep.
Late night till 3 a.m. Yep. Who is this guy? What's going on here? I need to know. I'll know more by the time we get there. But that's people are excited about this. And then Glass Animals.
Yep.
On the Witch at 12:30, a late night show. I did not see that one coming. I expected it on the what. Slightly disappointed it won't. I'm always going to be disappointed when a band I want to see is not on the what. That's just, well, I default to that.
It's a great stage, no doubt. And then Tipper will be huge and loud.
The other at 1:30 in the morning, late night there. Yep. So.
And then Megadeth.
You skipped over the first of three King Gizzard sets.
I have it on my list. I'm glad you went there.
This tent.
The first one will be an evening, I should say, 7 o'clock. This tent, and they will gradually get bigger and throughout the weekend, which we'll get to here in a minute. But yeah, the first of three will be on this tent on Friday.
And I got to go lay eyes on Megadeth. I mean, when else are you going to see Megadeth?
Well, I've definitely circled Megadeth. Yeah,
there ain't a chance I miss Megadeth. Not a chance. I can't. I mean, I don't even like Megadeth that much. Back in Taco, you remember this maybe. I mean, you might remember it too, Barry. You probably just didn't care as much at the time. There was Megadeth had a little bit of a spike of popularity when Metallica, the Black Album, was hitting, and Metallica was skyrocketing. And the story was, which none of us could easily fact check, was Dave Mustaine was formerly in, the lead singer for Megadeth, was formerly in Metallica. That gave it this interesting rivalry almost. And Metallica wins and turns into, you know, a monster rock act of the 90s outside of the grunge era, and Megadeth just kind of went away, you know, just went away and never really heard of them again. I'm sure they played music for the next 20 years, but so I gotta see it.
All right, Outer Roos, what's going on over there Friday? Disc golf.
Yeah, only a couple notes. The disc golf thing. I circled it right here.
I love it.
For 2 hours, disc golf over at group camp, and then Snake and Jake's at 2 o'clock has at 2 a.m., Snake of Jake's at 2 a.m. Friday, which is not Outeroo. It's in Centeroo. It's on the Outeroo lineup.
Yeah, it's funny they put Snake of Jake's on the Outeroo schedule when it's definitely in Centeroo.
It's in Centeroo. We're not wrong on that one.
Yeah, it says Centeroo on the lineup.
It says that.
It's funny.
Sack Squatch is doing Sacks and Candy middle of the night at Snake and Jake's. I won't be there, but I hope you do and report back. Tell me about it.
Yeah, also 3 o'clock, they're doing, it says speed dating at Snake and Jake's. I think I got to go check that out. Maybe
there'd be some blue hairs there.
Dang.
I'm trying to get another car.
Oh. Hey, whatever works, right?
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. Let's see what Bonnaroo speed dating's all about.
I'm going to check that out.
I can handle that. I don't need a car either, by the way, Chickadee. I don't need your car.
Taco needs a new ride, so he's going to speed dating. I like it.
Yeah. But nothing else on Outeroo on Friday. Jumped off the page as anything. Yeah. I hardly knew what it was, but
Nursing Home of Yes. I just know that the House of Yes folks out of New York have got a whole weekend planned with a lot of different events, and so that's going to be cool.
Well, it's certainly a flamboyant, pretty much nonstop party at the House of Yes. Yeah. Like, even if it's not on this list, it's like it never stops over there. So.
Yeah, you got to go check it out.
Yeah, you got to make it at some point go by.
Even we've done that.
All right, Saturday. After you recover from Friday, what time does your day start on Saturday, guys? What's the first one?
Geez, I don't know, because Saturday is the opposite for Friday. And I've also heard that from a lot, too. It seems to be a common opinion that Saturday is a little bit more of a rest it up, get ready for Sunday kind of thing. But the first note, I didn't do this myself, the research to find out. I did fact check it to make sure it was right. All female leads or female bands and artists on the What stage all day. How about that?
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Again, these guys listen. They listen. You know, they went, for those who don't know, they went years and years and years till who was the first? Was it Lizzo?
Lizzo was supposed to be
the first female. And then
it turned out to be Stevie Nicks. Which, you know.
But they went years and years and years without a female headliner. And so this is clearly, there was a lot of reasons. It just, who was it going to be type of thing.
Sometimes it goes back to what we talked to Tuba and others about. It's just, they're not available.
Yeah,
you know, who's can't book somebody who's not touring.
Correct.
Yeah, we found out that the inventory, it's an inventory issue.
Exactly.
Somebody's not touring or not available.
But it was pointed out, it was like, ooh, that's true. And then so it became almost a thing. Not a huge thing. But anyway, this is cool. And you're right. I noticed that today when I was looking at it.
Avril at 8:15, 9:30 on what? I mean, that's a can't miss. We're not doing that segment now, but that I'll just, you
right,
know, that's
Mount it. Joy over there.
I agree. Yeah,
not joining.
I kind of want to start earlier in the day. Dope Lemon and Action Bronson on this and that. I kind of want to bounce between those.
Okay. Dope Lemon's good stuff. Yeah. It is. And then the big, from what I've seen people talk about, and one person in particular who texts me about a conflict that was going to bother her was the Super Jam, because some people are married to the Super Jam, right? Like, it's just something they have to do. It's just part of their experience, and their tradition is the Super Jam. Head to head with Modest Mouse. That's tough. What's that?
And Nelly.
Oh my God. Three-way. Yeah. Three-way conflicts with, you've got to really, you can do all three. I mean, you can, but you might not, you might be upset with yourself that you tried to try to do too much. And then for sure on that day, if I don't get into the Infinity all weekend except for once, that's fine. I need the once to be Sack Squatch. Speaking of which,
Sack Squatch.
It's got to be Sack Squatch. 11 o'clock that night. I love this guy. I love his story. Used to play with the Marcus King Band back in the day. Now he just dresses up like a damn Jax Lynx beef jerky looking Sasquatch and plays cover songs primarily with a saxophone. I mean, it ain't much more complicated than that.
You can't go wrong.
I need to see it. I need to see it.
All right,
King
I'm going to
Gizzard
do...
is your second late night set there.
And so day two, they're on the same tent. They'll be at this on Friday and Saturday. Saturday will be the late night, 12:15 mm-hmm. to 2:15. And how about this, guys? We kind of know that it's different than we know enough to know that this isn't the most surprising thing ever, but it still surprised me. Arcade Fire on the that tent, 1 a.m. to 2:15 Saturday.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people that want to see that show. The Super Jam this year is Remy Wolf, and it's titled the 1970s Pool Party. Barry, that might, that era might be right in your wheelhouse. I ain't got any interest in 1970s pool party, if that's what you're calling it. But also, Super Jam has never been something that I've made sure to go do in 21 years. I mean, I've seen it before, but it's not high on my list.
Yeah, the year with Billy Idol and Larry Graham, the bass player, was it Don Oates? I guess was the host. That was a lot of fun. And
they're all fun.
Brittany Howard was in that bunch.
That's a fun idea. It's just never worked out for me. And after a while, I hardly ever did it. And then I just hardly ever thinking about it. Over at the convention center, which is right behind the main area, basically behind what stage. I've heard the Super Jam being practiced and rehearsed
more
than I've seen it on stage inside of Bonnaroo.
True.
So, I will be.
The weird thing is they can't seem to find a place and time for it.
Like a specific time that we can all
year, again, the one I mentioned, Billy Idol had just performed. So he just literally walked over from this tent and, joined in, and that was a lot of fun, but it last year was like 5 or 6 in the evening. I mean, it was just sort of a random,
it seems like the Super Jam, it was a product of the Jam Festival, and it was meaning when Bonnaroo was more a jam centric a festival, and it really the lore built and now that Bonnaroo is not a jam festival hardly at all.
Yeah.
Feels like the priority on it has maybe dipped a little bit, but I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just, saying that might be what it is.
Yeah. All right. So, that's
Saturday Alaroo, there was a lot of talk. Was it a pride parade they were doing that they moved to later?
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's more less of a parade, maybe not at all a parade, more of a party kind of thing. It is at Where in the Woods on Saturday, the super queer ultra gay pride party. I don't know if I would have called it that exactly or not, but that's what they're calling it. And so so for people who are upset about losing that and then thinking it had something to do with the climate of, American political, strife, I wouldn't look into it that way. It's just been repackaged into this 3-hour Where in the Woods thing.
And it's a little bit of that, and I think it's they moved it because it's a big dress-up party, and they used to have it in the afternoon. It was just freaking hot.
Yeah, it used to be at noon.
Yeah, it was hot as hell.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point, actually. And this is still during the day, but it's in Where in the Woods, shaded. Mm-hmm. Actually, that might be great.
Yeah.
A shaded, Where in the Woods is just a fabulous stretch of landscape. Tree cover, that might be, anybody who's upset about that might realize, okay, now I get it when I see this. I have no idea, but we'll see.
Another speed dating opportunity, Russ.
They're all over the place, Russ.
Sign me up, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure we don't go at the same time. We'll be looking, mess the whole thing up. It's like, I want her.
You're going to have to check car tags or whatever, pink slips. All right, Centaroo Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Again, what's your earliest? When do we start? When does the day start?
I did all this last night, and I forgot to circle the day, so I'll have to
Royal Lotus for me, which is that's up another good one. Bill Murray, which is another one I wanted to see.
For me, it's later in the day, but that it's stuff that I want to see. But this is King Gizzard's third day. And now they're on the Witch.
Now they're on the Witch. At 6:15. Barry Can't Swim, which we got. I got to go check out, obviously.
Seems like you have to.
Yeah. I'm going to go teach him how to swim, apparently.
I am going to, I have every intention in the world to go to the King Giz show on the Witch on Sunday. I don't want to deal with the tents on Thursday or on Friday and Saturday for that band, because I don't know much about that band.
See, I want to do all three. I want to do it all.
Are you? Wow, look at that.
There you go. Vampire Weekend, Glorilla, Jack's Mannequin, Big Gigantic.
I wish they'd switch.
Late night, evening.
Y'all heard me yell at them when day of the lineup announcement, put Queens of the Stone Age on the what? They didn't do it. No one's listening to me right now. No one's listening to me. The band.
Track record.
the festival organizers, again. The directors. They're not listening to me. They're listening to everybody else, but not me.
Again, guys, it's don't do what Brian. Don't be like Brian. This is the benefit of this show.
I know. Learn what not to do.
Plus, I almost feel like I got to go see Post-Sex Nachos just because of that name.
Just to see what the fuss is all about.
Yeah, it's so stupid. But they got to be good, right? You better be good.
Especially after speed dating.
I wish to put a final thought on the Queens and the Witch and what. I just wish they would have flipped Vampire Weekend and Queens of the Stone Age. Last time Vampire Weekend was here, they were on the what. I was there. I saw it.
Yeah. I can do that.
You know, you never know what the deal is. Maybe, you know, you don't know any of the what the riders are or what the scheduling is, or we don't know anything. And maybe Queens of Stone Age wants to headline the Witch Stage. They want to be the final act on the secondary. It's not like the Witch Stage is some kind of, you know, kids table. I mean, this thing's I mean, especially now, they've really improved the stage. It's a great stage. It ain't the what stage. It's all not right. That. Nothing is. Nothing
and
in the
what
world.
What have
is.
They done for Outeroo? Pretty light.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, very
wait.
Light.
Go ahead.
We got
Ron.
Hozier closing out the
Hozier,
what,
yeah,
and then,
Hozier.
For me, Washed Out. That's the one I want to see on the Infinity Stage. That's one of the only ones that I really do want to see on the Infinity Stage.
I haven't really talked about the Infinity Stage. That's going to be. For me, that has the potential to be like the place where I hang out a lot.
Or never at all. Yeah.
And I really don't know.
It's going to be pretty damn close to us.
It's going
to
be close. If it's awesome like I think it's going to be, I could see me being there a lot.
I think the newness is going to make it so difficult.
I don't know. As far as like who's going to be performing there, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter. It's a kind of stage, I think. It's more of an experience to see what it's all about. That's why I want to go see Sack Squatch. It's not a real act. It is, but it's not. Like that, I want to see something silly in there. I want to see something that
and he's good. He can play.
He's fabulous.
He's very, very good.
But playing Carry On My Wayward Son in a gorilla suit, I don't consider that to be a real act. I consider that to be a novelty, fun, gimmicky act.
You try
act.
It.
No, I don't want to.
I get it.
I don't want to. But so I think that's the perfect place to see that, something that's kind of silly, that's gimmicky, in a gimmicky stage.
For
I don't think gimmick is a bad word.
And so Hot Dogs and Hot Dads with Festival Babes.
I was gonna bring that up.
Wait a second. Sure where the hell are. Is that? What is that?
Snake and Jake's.
Snake and Jake's.
Oh,
yeah.
Right before.
Oh
speed
no!
Dating.
And I circled it. It was late last night. Hot Dogs and Hot Dads with the Festival Babes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
we're
feels
all
like something. I you know. I
we're all thinking
there.
The same. We're all in the same place.
All right.
Speaking again, I did this last night. I forgot. Taylor Hanson. Y'all see this?
Yeah.
From the Hanson, the band Hanson.
That was kind of a surprise, wasn't it?
Where in the Woods, Sunday, 5 o'clock, hour set. The young kid, at the time when Hanson was a band, the one that was like a child.
Yeah.
Taylor Hanson is going to, he's got a set in Where in the Woods.
I got to go.
It feels like it's a must.
I got to go.
Yeah, Hanson got a bad rap, man. Hanson was like.
Thank you. I could not agree more. That's a great pop song. I don't care what anybody says. A good pop song is a good pop song.
This is not my original thought. I won't tell you who because nobody listening to this will know who it is. But a lifetime friend of mine was she would always defend the band Hanson when they were big and all of us were like just biggest losers. They're the worst. I hate them. She's like, guys, this is a young modern day version of Crosby, Stills and Nash. Like the way they, the harmonizing is what
that's
I think
pretty strong,
point.
but the
harmonizing I think is what her point was.
Yeah, yeah.
The way they sing, the way they do a cappella, the way that like they are amazing. And we're like, you're a loser.
No,
later.
I did the same. My son would have been 10. He loved them. Loved them. And I'm like, you know what? That's a good pop. I'm with you. I'm glad to hear you say that. I thought it was good stuff.
Yeah, but didn't we just get Hanson last year at the Super Jam?
Did we?
I'm glad you said that, Taco, because while I was kicking this around, I thought it seems like there's Maybe. Been a Hanson.
There's something familiar. Yeah. So, like, are we just getting Hanson pop up every year?
Maybe. I'll take it.
They just got nothing else to do but just come play Bonnaroo?
Maybe
sure.
It was a different Hanson brother. I don't know.
Well, it was the whole band last year.
Oh, it was the whole band.
And this is just Taylor.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to see what he's going to do, though, right?
I think you're right. Russ, he was. They were there last year.
Does
That's
this
crazy.
This Taylor kid think kid? Does he think he's
he's still
an EDM artist now? Though that's what I don't want. I don't know if I want.
Yeah, I mean that's like Rebecca Black.
Yeah,
that's a good pull, good catch. I missed that one. No, I'm with you. That's fun. So, all right, there we go.
And then the rest of Sunday. I mean, really, it's all about the main stage on Sunday. We'll just see the main stages, I should say. Which
so, for other than Friday and the two pretty big conflicts, I think it lines up pretty great for me.
It lines up really.
It does for me. This is probably my most conflict free year.
Yeah.
Just to say that there's really not a lot day by day that I have to see. So
I was about to say, I bet we're all in the same boat on this. There's not a lot of conflicts. Because there's not a lot of must-sees on this lineup. That's what makes this lineup so interesting and unique for me is that I love it. I think it's a great lineup. But there's almost nothing on it that I don't care if I didn't ever see. And so that leaves open such a wide open schedule to just do whatever you want. Oh, it's freeing. It's liberating to a certain degree. I love it.
It's extremely freeing, yeah.
But I think also, and I think I pointed this out when it first came out, it felt full enough. It still feels that way, where there's like something all day long each day.
Yeah, I mean,
you
it's,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like 2 years ago, especially, and I can't pull names, but it just felt like everything was in a block, and then there was nothing.
Yeah, that might have been 22. Well, it depends on who you ask. But I mean, the 2022 lineups, I feel like it had a lot
maybe
of
that.
Maybe
that was it. Yeah, it was just
that was one of the worst.
A lot of there were two or three must sees, and then a bunch of just sitting around. This one feels like there's something all day long.
Yeah, not a lot of filler, so to speak.
Right, exactly. And they make sense. Again, we go back to those lanes. You can kind of see the wisdom or the logic of why it lays out the way it lays out. All right. And Brian, you went to 420 down in Atlanta.
It was a last minute thing.
Right?
Yeah, last minute thing. Just got back last night. Just did a full day. Usually the city festivals. That's how I like to do them. Just get there early, you know, late morning, noonish, and then just pull an all dayer and be done with it. The headliner was Green Sky Bluegrass, so you knew I wasn't going to stick around for that. But no matter who the headliner was, I probably wasn't. I just mainly wanted to see the drive-by truckers. But they moved to a new venue called Pullman Yards. And boy, this place is cool. This is it's kind of in Decatur, if you know Atlanta at all, which is basically downtown Atlanta. Just hang a right, go down a couple Ponce de Leon and Arts District and all that. And it's like these big old industrial factory kind of, same kind of thing old cities have. Like we have a lot of them here. We're doing some repurposing with our new baseball stadium. And they're all repurposed and they're beautiful and huge. And this place, I mean, it was a beautiful day. So that might be why it looks so picturesque and great. And everything about it was so comfortable. Concession stands were wide open. I have a feeling the attendance wasn't really probably where they want it. I don't know that, but it was early in the day. No city festival has big crowds early in the day.
Right.
In the concession stand area, I'm going to talk about, I won't go on and on here too much, but the VIP and then the non-VIP and the juxtaposition of the two. But in the GA area, all shaded, huge vendor market where all the concessions were. They had a monster size TV, like screen, showing the band playing, you know, on the stage, which I had not seen quite like that. So that was really neat to, you know, if you want to get a drink, you can still see the band and you can hear the music everywhere you go because the footprint is pretty small. They do all the same stuff with the GA Plus. VIP, you know, the same kind of tiered system. I don't know if the GA Plus looked like it was worth it or not. I'm not sure. The VIP in this case actually did. And the way it's set up is they have two of those old industrial factory foundational buildings that have been restored, and they're basically parallel to each other. And then in between is the stage. And this is a one stage only fest. So there's no real wandering around to go find the other stages.
Right.
And on the right side is what they would consider VIP. And then on the left side is not. And they're pretty much equal in size and accessibility to the stage. And then they both have their own kind of dedicated old refurbished factory buildings that serve as the hub for bathrooms and concessions and all those kinds of things. And I hung around in both and felt like I was in the same place both times.
Interesting.
Like they were both set, like there were perks in the VIP that were worth paying for, but if you didn't know any better and you were just, you wouldn't know whether you were in a VIP section or if you were in the GA section. I think that's a wonderful way to put it together because it's one of those, it's if you know, you know. If you're in the VIP and you're getting what comes with that, you right. get it and you know it. But if you're not over there going like, look at all the stuff they get. Yeah. And they're all so much closer than us. And you all feel like you're in the same place.
Interesting.
And you're not. And so I thought that, I don't know if that was accidental or done completely by design, but I was really impressed with that because it didn't make somebody feel like, you know, the Instagram look of everybody's right. got things I don't have and now, you know, now I'm angry. Yeah. Didn't feel that way. It felt like yeah. everybody was equal at the show, which is not normal.
You know, that reminds me, it's going to be interesting to see how Bonnaroo handles that VIP area.
Like that platinum thing, Bonnaroo, get yeah, rid of it.
That
get
ginormous
rid of it.
Enormous empty space. Whereas somebody said they were in there and it felt like everyone was staring at them, the back
now,
of their head. You know, that's,
I know. Taco lived in platinum.
Yeah,
last
he loves
year.
That stuff,
but he didn't. But that's even more the reason to get rid of it. He didn't have access to that. And he was there anyway. No more platinum. Yeah. Do all the other stuff you want, but those little platinum sections at the tents.
Oh, you want to get rid of it just because I got in there.
Yeah,
I see.
Maybe.
I see.
Maybe. Well, my biggest thing was at the Beaches show. I got there early, was up close, and I couldn't get there because the damn empty platinum section
right. yeah.
kept me out. And then
that's
if
I
would have, mm-hmm. but I'd yeah. known better, I would have just snuck in like Taco. But I wasn't. I wasn't thinking straight.
I didn't sneak in. I didn't
just
sneak
walked in.
I didn't. Yeah. I just. Sometimes all you gotta do is ask.
Yeah, act like you belong. Well, anyway, it's interesting true. That you mention all that, because that this is, you know, as we've talked about, it's the experience and how different festivals do it, and that's the key. So,
I mean, we got an 80-degree day, no humidity. There's a lot of shade at this venue. So, like, so many variables were working out so well. You bring in a little rain, you bring in... a lot of other things. It could have ruined the whole thing. It might have been a total disaster. But overall, just from a attendance and an experience and a user experience, I thought was quite impressive. And then so I was only there for a few hours, so I didn't get to see a whole lot. Andy Frasco was my first look at this guy. He's played at Bonnaroo here recently. Yeah, it was people were pretty into it. That was pretty fun.
He's also playing Cave Jam coming up next month.
That's right. See, I was talking to some people I was telling them, I got to get back, do the show, going to do a little preview of this. And I'm like, I can't remember if Frasco is at Bonnaroo this year. And it's Cave Jam he's at.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
He was part of the Rainout Bonnaroo and then did a show here, right? Russ, wasn't it? Or did he up there in
that was Mark Ribier.
Right. Frasco did one up in Manchester.
Frasco did, and I can't remember. I think it might have been 21. Because, they did several pop-up shows in Manchester. And remember, we went up to see Lindsay because he was doing last-minute other farm thing there. And then we kind of caught word at the last minute that...
Right.
We also picked up Spicy Pie because they came down and... sold a bunch of spicy pie, so we went and saw Andy Frasco kind of just play in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Because they were really just popping these shows up wherever they could do them.
That's what
It's a pretty damn energetic show for a parking lot.
Yeah.
It was. It was great.
And I remembered he was part of the whole pop-up, mini ruse, make it happen type of thing. So, yeah, that's right. That's cool.
And then just to kind of put a bow on this, couple of performances on the way out. One really cool VIP setup. Yes, thank you. I get the people at 420. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. I had the VIP for this, which I didn't ask for. And there was a Patterson Hood, Mike Cooley, the two main songwriters and founders of Drive-By Truckers. They did a acoustic set in the little VIP area. That was one of those. Sorry, everybody out there, you don't get this show.
Yeah.
It's only 30 minutes, all right? It's only 30 minutes. And then Green Sky Bluegrass was the headliner, and then the second to last was the Truckers for a 90-minute set, which at a festival is a long time. That was great, and it was just like many of my favorite bands I've been listening to all my life. What's the review, Brian? Was it any good? Yeah, of course it was good. It was great. It's just another Drive-By Truckers show. and it, which means it was awesome.
Yeah.
And so I then just jumped in the car, haul ass back so I can hang out with you two fine gentlemen this morning.
We appreciate it on an Easter Sunday.
Yeah. So anyway, great.
That's true. Yeah.
Fabulous. I don't do these festivals like just any of them like I used to. And when I get to, especially when it's just kind of out of nowhere, it's a blast from the past. It's so much fun, and 420 really. I don't know if it's got longevity because this thing was a 3-day Panic, Trey Anastasio, Primus, Les Claypool. I mean, name them all from a jam scene. I mean, they were the best of the best of the jam scene every year. Huge, huge footprint, and it is just slowly shrunk down. I don't know if it's going to be around for forever, but if it is at Pullman Yards and you're in the South and you love jam, I would consider it.
What else? Any other news? I want to say again, we're looking forward to the meetup opportunity at Planet Roo on Thursday at 4:00. If you guys, please go to our Discord if you have any thoughts or ideas. We know we're going to have a Q&A.
.co/Discord.
Say again.
What.co/Discord.
We know we're going to have a Q&A, so start thinking of your questions for Russ. He is available. He's looking for a car. Apparently, So anyway, think of we look forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah, and what more details? Eventually, we're still planning on stages on that, and it is kind of, you know, they asked us to be a part of their thing, so it's going to be what do y'all want, and then we'll go from there. So
we're very excited about it. Anything else, guys?
I don't think so. Really, I did think it was funny. Speaking of our guy Brad Parker, he was getting killed on social for that one day delay on the on the schedule release. It was supposed to be Tuesday last week, and for a minute I was like, "Oh God, we're missing this. The show's coming out." We had a good show. It was with Dogs, but I was like, "Damn it, you know, it's happening." And then they pushed it a little further, and I was like, okay, cool. Now we got a good excuse. We could, you know, it was the timing didn't work. But, boy, he got killed, and then he reposted some of it to show because he was just having fun with it. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did kind of
posted a lot of way to ruin my life, Brad.
Yeah, I saw some of the comments. Like, well, I guess I'll go back to work now.
I'm never going to Bonnaroo. I hate Bonnaroo. I hate Brad. I hate them all.
We did mention Cave Jam too. We got confirmation we're going.
Yeah, we'll be there
coming up Memorial Day weekend. That's at the Caverns, which we love.
I'm getting exhausted thinking about all the things coming up. Oh my God, it's so good, it's so great. No complaints.
Absolutely.
Well, you got a reprieve because usually Shaky Knees is also right in there too, and now that's going to be in September.
It would usually be in about 2 weeks, so now it's in September. So yeah.
All right. Take care. See everybody next week.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.